Jiminy Christmas, a girl got killed.
We tried everything possible to get him help.
It sounds like there's a lot of missing pieces that weren't followed up on, and I'm probably one of them.
He wasn't letting me out of there until I confessed to it.
Sometimes the truth's more important than justice, you know?
There are about 191,000 documented cold cases in the United States as we speak right now. Do you think all those parents and all those are going to get fair justice? Hell no.
3 days after Christmas in 1978, a 23-year-old woman named Elizabeth Andes was found dead in her apartment in Oxford, Ohio.
That's very attractive and pretty together, very independent. And, you know, a lot of guys had crushes on her.
Police saw it as an open and shut case, quickly arresting her boyfriend and charging him with murder.
But after I'd been in there a while and said, you know, this is like a crime of passion, he says, you know, you confess to this and you'll get 25 years and get out. And if not, I'm going to hang your ass out to dry. And that intimidated, that freaked me out right there.
He was acquitted, but officials said the jury got it wrong.
And I vividly remember Mr. Andy standing up and saying, "Then who killed my daughter?"
That's the question two journalists from the Cincinnati Inquirer have been working to answer for nearly a year.
This is an open case. Don't give her anything. You should, you know, keep the file shut and whatever. And yet nobody was investigating it. Nobody was investigating the murder. Nobody had been investigating the murder for a long time.
The thing about it was the police got on the boyfriend, and once he got off, they stopped the investigation, even though they said he couldn't have done it. The timeline wasn't right. That established they just quit and didn't try to find anybody else.
Beginning September 8th, we'll share the results of that investigation, interviewing people police couldn't find and uncovering new clues that could point to a killer. I'm Amber Hunt, and this is Accused, the unsolved murder of Elizabeth Andes.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.